The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
The joys and hopes, the griefs and the anxieties of the women and men of this age, especially those who are in any way afflicted, those two are the joys and hopes, and the griefs and the anxiety of the followers of Christ. These words are taken from one of the documents that was written 50 years ago during the Vatican Council, the document on the Church in the Modern World, where it spoke of the joys, hopes, the griefs, the anxieties of the people around us. And you know, I couldn't help but think of those words as I reflected on the sacred scriptures we have just heard. The words of John. Let us love not in word or in speech, but in deed and in truth. Love one another just as Jesus commanded us. The joys and hopes, the griefs, the anxieties of the people around us. They must be ours. I read a column this past week in the New York Times. It was written by one of the columnists, Jim Dwyer. I'd like to share some of his thoughts with you. He begins his column this way. Tessa Fitzgerald began her day on Tuesday by welcoming a new resident to the house that she runs in Long Island City, Queens, for women who are getting out of prison and have nowhere to go. Joan Dauber in Brooklyn spent Monday evening with three women who had just moved into the new safe house that she helped build for victims of human trafficking. In the Bronx, Loria Fitzgerald was organizing evening meals that she serves to drug addicts and prostitutes who work under the major Deegan Expressway and other dim elbows of the city. Then he adds, these three women who work and live in New York City are members of Roman Catholic religious orders. The old-fashioned word is a nun. They are nuns. And he says the old-fashioned word nun is a noun, but they are verbs. Do what you can with the life you have, Sister Tessa said. They are verbs. What does that mean? I think it means that they took these words sacred scripture very seriously. Don't just love in word or in speech, but show it by your deeds. Show show it by your actions. Do what you can with the life you have. Well, just an aside, you may be aware, the Vatican right now is looking at the lives of religious women in the United States to see what perhaps should be changed, because they feel there are, to quote from the document, serious doctrinal problems which affect many in consecrated life. Well, we see what so many of the religious are doing. And again, as Jim Dwyer would say, the activity of life as lived by the religious women in much of the United States was lost, it seems. He said, you know, the pews in the church may be empty. And you know, as we go to different churches, we find a lot of the pews are pretty empty. But he said, these sisters, the nuns, have turned the lowest places into cathedrals. They have made them cathedrals where God is truly present and those to whom they minister. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit. These dedicated religious and so many like the three that have been mentioned have shown that they are living out their commitment, and they find that strength in the Eucharist we celebrate and the fact that they are very close to the Lord, and they haven't cut off from that vine, but rather they are the branches that are giving beautiful witnesses to beautiful witness to the truth that we must live out that commandment of love. I like that phrase. They are verbs. Their actions speak so loudly about what they believe in their faith. And hopefully we too must become verbs, living out those words. Let us love not in word or in speech, but in deed and in truth. And if we are able to do that, then maybe, like those of whom Jim Dwyer speaks, we too may turn the lowest places into cathedrals where God is present and God is seen because of our actions, because we are truly trying to live out those words of sacred scripture today. So as we join in prayer, we pray for those sisters who so beautifully have carried out that commandment of love and concern for others. And we pray that their example and the words of sacred scripture today will help us to do the same in our lives.